All right, we are live. I am Kevin.
And I'm Jared.
And this is another episode of The Sound. Got a good one ahead of you guys, and we're going to do it really, really backwards from what we did last time. Last time we had 50,000 guests on one show, and this time we're going to have one guest. Victor Ritchie from Any Given Sin is going to be joining us briefly. But first, we got to do the most important things, and we're going to start doing that right now. So if you guys hang on, we are rolling. And we're back. There it is, man.
It's already starting. The Any Given Sinners are in the comments, man. We got to bring the
Jesus.
We got to bring the energy, man. We got to pick it up. I can feel it. I knew they were going to be in the comments tonight. Huge, huge following for Any Given Sin, man. And the music warrants it for sure. What's up, everybody? What's up, Matt? What's up, Laura? What's up, Scott? What's up, Jack? What's up, Lisa? What's up, Joe? What's up, Abe? What's up, Renee? Dustin can go to hell.
Hey, by the way, Dustin, there's some tickets underneath the door at the studio. Don't use them.
And so, Jack, pick out the
big tease. There it is.
There it is. Yeah, big shout out, man. Let's let y'all know what's been going on. Last night was Saturday night. We went out to the Juke Joint right over here, right there. Just so happens to also be the sponsor of the show, Juke Joint in Ocean Springs, man. They're doing their best to bring live music back to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And last night, Kevin and I went to Silent Trust's CD release party, man. Silent Trust, if you haven't heard of them, if you're new to them, go look them up on Facebook, YouTube, man. They just released their record yesterday, officially released it. And they put on a great show, man. It sounded great. Jay Eagle Audio was out there running sound, did a great job. We had a fun, fun time. Always nice to catch good live local music. So like Kevin mentioned at the beginning of the show, we have Vic from Any Given Sin coming on, as I think most of you already know, because I'm seeing the hashtag sinners lighten up the comment section, man. We love that. If you're new to the sound, welcome. If you're a follower, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for being a part of this community. And if you could, if you haven't already done this, drop !notify in the comments below, and that will allow Facebook to automatically let you know when we have a show. So anytime we go live, it'll give you that notification, and we appreciate it. So,
dude, I just looked. You know, I'm trying to set up because I got to put the poll up here in just a few minutes for the grudge match.
Yep.
So I have to go to the page, and I don't go to the home part of the page very often. But we just crossed 6,000 likes.
Yes, baby. Yes, that's right. 6,000. Super pumped about that, man.
Yes, appreciate that. 6,000. 7,000's next.
That's right. Scott, I'm flashing that comment up onto the screen there, brother. We appreciate that. We're better than XM. We love that. We love what XM does, man. They're doing a bunch of cool stuff, but we want to do something a little bit different than them.
We want to be cooler. So,
different. Yeah. Bring on Victor. Joe says, I get it, bro.
He's coming. I promise, Joe. Give us just a few minutes. We got to do the grudge match, which also has Victor in it too, by the way.
Yeah. The !! Notifies are coming through. We appreciate that, guys. Let's kick it off the way we do on this show. The grudge match is the first thing we typically do right out of the gate. I'm going to let Kevin describe it because it's super complicated.
Yes, it is. We play two videos. You pick one. That's it.
You like the first one? Guess what number you use? Number one.
We use we play two videos. Current champion right now is Any Given Sin, with The Way I Say Goodbye. And their challenger tonight will be State of Mind and their song Two Middle Fingers. So basically we're gonna play the first one. We'll chat for a minute, then we'll play the second one, and then they'll pop up a poll and you'll vote video number one or video number two. And which one gets the most votes wins the grudge match. It's very simple. And Any Given Sin is going for their third win tonight. And if they win, they will be in the Grudge Match Hall of Fame, which is on a playlist in YouTube. And you can go see all of our Hall of Fame members up in there.
That's right. That's the best there. Laura, we appreciate that you downloaded the app, and we are happy that you are enjoying it. people that don't know about it, we have an app on the App Store and for Android, Google Play. So if you want to stay up to date with everything we're doing and listen to our online digital radio station where we debut all the bands that we're following, that we love, all the new rock that's not getting the attention that it deserves, go download it. Just type in the sound 228. All right, let's get into the videos, Kevin. Who we got as the challenger coming up tonight?
All right, the challenger is State of Mind. Some of them know State of Mind as their for their Thunder Rolls cover. Well, this one is about two middle fingers, and it's basically, you'll catch it in the video. Everybody knows the woman at the beginning of the video, or knows a woman like the one at the beginning of the video. So here you go. Here is State of Mind. It is your challenger. It is the grudge match, and you are watching the sound.
69.1 the goo.
How can I help you, ma'am?
I need my car fixed, like now. I'm gonna need to speak to the manager.
Well, you're talking to the manager.
Okay, so I don't know how you don't remember me, but I was fucking in here yesterday and you told me you fixed it. Now you're gonna do it for a discount because I gotta take my girls out tonight. I'm their driver.
Ma'am, I don't think we have time to get all that done for you today. At least not now, like now.
I need this stuff done today and I brought you a list so you wouldn't fuck it up again this time. You can start from top to bottom. It's categorized in order of importance. The interior needs to be detailed. My wheels and brakes need to be tested as I told you. Are you listening? Hello? Hello?
Fuck is fun.
There you go, ma'am. Your car is all set, and I hope you have a great day. And here's a coupon for a free oil change for
you. It's about time, but you can keep that.
Unmute yourself, Kev.
I'm frozen over here. There we go.
Okay, there we go. You're back.
I froze up over here. I should have prefaced that by, there's going to be some language in that one.
I think they know the kind of show we put on. What a great way to start the show. That was heavy as shit. I dug everything about that. Kevin, you have anything pulled up on the backstory of those guys?
No, I mean, like I said, state of mind, I honestly haven't pulled up anything on them. I mean, I know that, I mean, we played it when it first came out, but they were known for their cover of Garth Brooks' Thunder Rolls. And then I think they wanted to kind of get out of into the whole, you know what, that was a country cover. Let's go just the opposite of that. That's exactly what they did.
So. Yeah, absolutely. The comments are lighting up, man. Oh, I tell you what, Any Given Sin has a following, son. And I'm not surprised because I've heard all their music and it warrants that type of reaction. Let's jump into video number two, man. I think this is going to be a little bit more familiar to people, right?
I would hope so, especially with this crowd that's in here.
Right. Give the people what they want.
It is the champion. It is Any Given Sin. So here it is. I just pushed the button. Hold on.
This is the way I say goodbye. Oh,
Whoa, what a badass track, man. Comments are lighting up. I can't even keep up. I'm trying to flash them across the screen. And really, I can't, they get about 2 seconds apiece and I got to keep going. So, man, awesome track. Y'all be sure to throw your votes in the comments below or on the poll. If Kevin, you created it already, it's already up.
Yeah, the poll is up, and I don't think I need to tell you where that poll is headed right now.
I don't either. I think what we should probably do moving forward, Kevin, is just have Vic on every episode and just make this an Any Given Sin show, because this is the most traction we've had on anything. So I'm giving up. I'm not putting him on the screen anymore. I can't do it. Here we go. we have Vic waiting in the waiting room here, man. I don't know why people ain't watching this show, Kevin, to see you and I. Let's pull him in here, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We can turn our cameras off and just talk.
Yeah, put not even that shit. Full yeah.
Screen.
Throw him in here. Can you pull him in?
Oh yeah, I'll pull him in. Here we go. And Vic, what's up?
What's up, guys?
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you, boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The repeat, man. We're glad to have you back on the show. I'm sure you could hear me saying here just a second ago, the comment section is absolutely going going crazy, man. People are blowing it up. Hashtag sinners, AGF. I mean, it's going nuts, man. How does that feel, dude? How does that feel?
It feels great. We have hardcore fans, man. They're ruthless.
Yeah.
And we love them for it. Yeah. We hope they never stop.
Absolutely, dude. Kevin and I are both a member of the Facebook group, and we're in there constantly. And you have a dedicated fan base for sure.
It's true. Yeah, we appreciate you guys playing our stuff. You know, we appreciate all the support you guys have given us. Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's been it's been 9 months since you were on the show.
Yeah.
So the last time you were on, Insidious was just blowing up. And we were talking about that. And now we're here 9 months later. The pandemic is almost over with. You guys got some shows coming up that you're actually going to be playing. So tell us a little bit how that 9 months has gone for you and for Any Given Sin.
Yeah, so it's been pretty much like everybody else, just kind of nothing. You know, we can't play. But, you know, we did an Octane live show, the digital show with them.
Which, by the way, I'm going to drop it. That was fucking fantastic.
Thank you so much.
That show, I've watched it a few times, and they, whatever they did and however they produced it was just fabulous.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. But on top of that, we went and, we made, The Way I Say Goodbye, and another song we haven't released yet. It's just sitting in the back. Got a lot of things going on. Just, things I can't get too far into, just some labels and make contacts, some other things like that, other book, you know, just the business side of things that have been going good. Yeah, we put this song out, we put Insidious out, we've been riding Insidious pretty much through the pandemic, and it did really well, great on Octane, great on your station as well, so it's, yeah, we're really excited about everything that's been happening.
Much deserved success, man, for sure. I know one of the things I wanted to ask you, you mentioned, you know, you keep writing and y'all are putting out these songs and they just sound amazing. What's the writing process for you guys? Like, how does the idea come from beginning? Does it start with a guitar riff? Does it start with a vocal? I mean, what's the writing process for Any Given Sin, man? Because the quality of the songs, I mean, y'all are putting out some very well-written material.
Thank you. I generally, it'll start off with some music, just some structure, just, it could be four chords, just a riff. And then, yeah, I'll start laying melodies to that, vocal melodies, start laying lyrics. We'll have a general structure. We'll take that in the studio and then, you know, really beef it up and put the accoutrement on it and all that kind of
right.
thing. And, you know, and that's just kind of where it goes there. Usually songwriting is like, there's going to be music, then I'm going to put melody, and then I'm going to put lyrics is usually how that rolls, at least on my end. Yeah.
Where are y'all recording your material at?
So we record with Aphotic Studios, which is Chris Dawson, the producer and owner of that studio. We've been having great success with him. We love him dearly for what he does. And it's down in Kansas, Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. Okay. Kevin and I were talking before the show. Kevin, we were talking, and are y'all still 100% independent?
We are. We are currently, yes.
Yeah, that's really awesome, man, to be able to put out what you're putting out and be doing it without, you know, a major label behind you. Obviously, that's what we focus on here. I mean, we do play signed artists and stuff like that. It's not like the only thing for us just to be independent. But when we see it and when we see the product like that, that's a lot harder for people out there that are watching to do, to be like the one-stop shop and handle everything, right? It's a lot more work for you.
Well, yeah, sure. It's a lot more work. It's also more money for everybody too. You know, so it's but there are ceilings. There are doors that won't open easily. So there's a lot of things that will get in your way being an independent band. It's not that you're I just don't think the sky's the limit for an independent band without somebody coming along the way a little bit. At least the management, something has to come along for you too, I think, to hit all the doors that you want to hit. But I think an independent band can get very, 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 very far. How far is kind of up to you in a sense, and how things are going in your market, I think.
Can you give a little bit of insight? We have a lot of unsigned artists that watch the show. I mean, how should they approach that? Is it just, you know, hone in on your craft, write your songs, and build the momentum first? You know, you like, y'all are using digital platforms extremely well, right? That's a new thing-ish kind of. What advice would you give to them? Because I think all the time people think record deal, like the magic wand. And like you're saying, there's some ceilings that you're going to hit. But how do you approach that for an independent artist?
Well, if you think about it, like if you remember that article came out about Chevelle not that long ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys had talked about that. Yeah. So, you know, when you sign a deal, sometimes, especially if you're signing one and you're brand new, right, you're just not going to have any way to negotiate. It's going to be whatever that label wants. So if you're independent and you're pushing yourself and you're getting your own numbers, when you find that you need a label, you need a bank, you need somebody to put some more money, some more capital into you, if you have numbers, you have something to show, you're going to have negotiating power where you don't end up maybe in quite the Chevelle situation where they end up with their label. So having a label isn't necessarily a bad thing, but if you're a brand new band, it could be for you. It just depends on how well you do, perhaps. So I would say know what you want, know why you want a label, and exactly what you want one for before you go out looking for that. Don't do that. Try to market yourself and then decide, why do I want this? And then whatever that's for, use it specifically for that. And that's it. And try not to make it the thing that you ride everything on. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah, leverage is the word, right? Leverage. I mean, sure. When you go into what you guys are doing, you can put it on paper. Here, this is what we're doing without you. So it's kind of proof of concept already, right?
Correct. So we can go in and say, hey, we've already done this with this much money. We need you to ensure that you're doing this with this much money above us. And so then they say, well, of course we have to. How could we not? Right. That just wouldn't make any sense not to. And no lawyer would allow you to sign a deal that you were getting less than what you were putting in before. You know what I'm saying? So it just... Yeah, it puts you in a better negotiating standpoint, you know, just kind of intuitively, but yeah.
Absolutely. What you got, Kevin? I see you pondering over there.
Well, I was like, I wonder if I'm even going to get to talk the rest of this episode.
Yeah, you are. Jump in here, buddy.
No, I was just, I was looking in, we're talking about ceilings and things like that. And for a 100% independent band to get on a show like Rockfest that you guys are going to be playing in July, how do you go about getting into that position to where you can get yourself on those stages, on those big festivals?
Right. Well, getting some notoriety, like Octane has been huge for us for getting out there to a lot of different states. Right. Absolutely. So Octane's, you know, definitely going the whole country. It spins once, the whole country can hear it. You're hitting other independent radio stations, of course, then whatever their catchment area hears it. So Octane's been the biggest way for people in Wisconsin and people here and all these markets to open up for us, where the promoters there now know our name, know we might have, you know, some fan base to grab onto. And so that makes it easier for us to get in touch with that promoter, say, hey, can we get a gig? You know, what do you have? You know, what day, which stage, you know, that sort of thing. With festivals or really any gigs, any tours, things like that.
And you're handling all that right now too? I didn't know if you said anything about management. I mean, are you fielding the phone calls yourself?
Someone from the band is fielding. We also have our good friend Renee Hall, who's on the center site all the time. She's epic. Like we need her. So she fields a lot of these calls too. brings it through us. It's just a big, you know, kind of circle of communication.
I swear to God, if you can you hear my phone in the background?
Oh, we can hear it. Yeah.
Everything is on silent. I don't know how that's still making the noise, but every time you hear that noise, somebody's throwing out some stars to us. So thank you. I'm going to take my phone and I'm actually going to put it in the drawer of my desk and see if that helps.
There you go. Yeah, there
but
you
thank go. You for throwing out the stars, guys.
Yeah.
And Renee's, she's wonderful. And, but I do have to ask, and I was instructed to do some stuff. Is it being independent and doing a lot of this yourself, bringing that gray out in your beard? I mean,
I think most of this started when I was in the Navy, and then I started growing my beard out after it. And I was like, oh man, look what happened.
I just shaved today. All mine's gray. So, and then, you know, up top, it's no longer. So anyway,
I kept this, have these nice stripes right here. Just, you know.
Yeah, it looks dope, man. I like that. I like that a lot. What so hopefully everything's starting to open back up a little bit across the nation. Florida's doing some cool stuff. Texas is open back up. Mississippi, we're all the way back open as well. What is the rest of the year looking like for you guys? What's your goals? What are you amping up trying to do? I know y'all are probably chomping at the bit, ready to get back out there, right?
Absolutely. We have June 5th is our first show out. I don't see us getting anything earlier than that right now, but that's going to be Shake the Ground Fest in Columbus, Ohio. And then we have Rockfest after that in July, and we're looking to try to tour around then after, get some dates out. We're also doing some negotiating with some other people, and so it's how that plays out might play out how we tour or what happens the rest of the year as well. So we're just kind of hashing through that and seeing what comes out the other end. But yeah, priority number one is definitely getting out and playing this year. I mean, it's been a year since I've played. Any of us have played, you know, it's nuts. I can't even imagine. I can't even think that, you know. A year without going on stage is nuts, you know.
We had one of the first ones we had on here the beginnings of COVID started was Chris Henderson from Three Doors, and he told us that he had heard, you know, because he's dealing with major promoters and stuff like that, that 2020 was done, shut down, no more live music, and I 100% thought he was being overdramatic or had overstated or got right. Like the people that were telling him that were being overstated, you know. And it was not the case. And it blows my mind that here we are in 2021 and still, you know, just now getting back up again for live music. And it's been terrible. It's been absolutely terrible, you know? So I'm glad to see things start to open back up and see you guys. Kevin and I, we want to get y'all to the Mississippi Gulf Coast very, very bad.
I would love to get back down and see people, man.
I was just getting ready to say, I know you got a number one priority. Somewhere on that priority list, I'd like to slide Biloxi, Mississippi into somewhere on the priority list so we can make that happen.
I'd love to, man. I'll stay at the Beauvivage and we'll just
I was going to say,
it'll be a good time.
You got to come back and visit friends anyways.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got plenty down there, man. Yeah, definitely. We'll bring a whole crowd.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, so we've talked record label. We've mm-hmm. talked stuff that you're not allowed to bring up. We've talked touring. So you've talked about a single that you also did that you haven't released yet. What's further steps for that? Is there eventually going to be an EP or an LP or anything like that for Any Given Sin?
Yeah. We're definitely, and some of that we'll decide on what happens here in the next maybe a month or so and what we're negotiating, but definitely an LP's in the future and definitely touring in the future. Maybe in that order, maybe in a different order.
And any order works, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think the music business is what was first, the chicken or the egg. It's just get it out there. Yeah. So no matter how you do it.
That's right.
Well, awesome. That's right.
Vic, where can people go to find you, man? What's the most active place y'all are at?
Yeah, definitely. I think probably our Facebook, Any Given Sin Facebook. We're also on Instagram, Any Given Sin Band, as well as Twitter, same thing. AnyGivenSinBand.com. We have a merch store. Definitely check that out. YouTube, check out the video, the new single. And, of course, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, all those platforms.
Absolutely, man. Well, look, we appreciate the time. Thank you for jumping on here with us again. We're huge fans of the music and have been since we first heard it. And like we said, man, we're going to, Kevin and I really want to get you down here and, throw down on the Gulf Coast because, I know there's some people here that want to hear it for sure.
Absolutely. We'll definitely get in contact with us. We'll definitely be on that.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thanks, yeah, thank Nick. Y'all.
All right. Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Man, what a good guy.
Yeah, for real. For real. It's always refreshing when you meet somebody who's as cool as they are in person or through the internet, at least, as their music is. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't keep up, Kevin. I cannot keep up with the comments that are coming through. I'm trying. It's just they're blowing it up, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
So speaking of that, I just saw you post the one from Matt James about Any Given Sin merch here in the UK. Matt, send me a DM. You've been busting your butt for us and getting us out there. I'd like to send you some stuff to the UK. Just send me a DM and let's see if we can get you some sound gear sent to you. Speaking of sound gear, you ready for this? Yeah, how about this crap? They're brand new. They just came in. Hold on, let me open one up real quick. They just came in yesterday. Let me get that right. There we go. Somewhat. The brand new pop sockets are in. So those of you that use pop sockets on your phone, so we can constantly remind you, the sound228.com is where you need to go. It's on the back of that pop socket. And speaking of things that we need to remind you of, we forgot to do this. So hold on one second here. Here it comes. 228 Entertainment, the Juke Joint, and the Sound present the Summer Throwdown 2, June 5th at the Juke Joint, downtown Ocean Springs. The Summer Throwdown 2, inside and outside at the Juke Joint, featuring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Oh. Frankincense and Myrrh with special guest Transient. Pardon the Scars. And Michael Ross. Inside the Juke Joint will be Wild Street and Osara. It's all happening June 5th at the Juke Joint, downtown Ocean Springs. The Summer Throwdown 2. Get your tickets now at msjukejoint.com. All right. Yeah. I had to put it out there. It's right. three weeks away, man.
That's right. If you're local here, June 5th at the Juke Joint in Ocean Springs, sponsor of the show, and they're the people that are willing to help us bring live music back to the Gulf Coast. You know, we're trying to bring in some out-of-town bands, the bands that we're finding through this show, and then interject some of our local buddies on there too, man. So if you can make the drive, come out and hang out with us. Kevin and I are way cooler in person than we are through the internet.
He is.
Yeah, there you go. That one felt good, man. That one felt good. It wasn't rushed. I feel like we had a great show, man.
So we didn't have 50,000 guests.
Yeah. So I want to thank all the Any Given Sin community for showing up big tonight and being in the comments section. We really appreciate that. If you haven't already hit the follow button, we'd really love that as well. We just broke 6,000. We're the next target goal for us is 10,000. That opens up some a few different things that Facebook will allow us to do. Old Zuckerberg will take some of the handcuffs off of us, I think, and give us some of the other perks that you can do.
There is one thing. There's actually two things. Another show got announced today.
Okay.
I may have to grab my phone to get it.
Go ahead.
But June 26th in New Orleans. It just got announced at 5 o'clock today. Where to go? There it is. So June 26th at Bullseye in Metairie, which is a new bar in Metairie, they are going to have Pigweed playing live with Terraform, Slay the Day, Silent Trust, 10 Days of Chaos, and I'm reading the flyer, and I can't read that last name, Lane something or another, so I need to
go. That's going to be a good one. That's another former guest of the show, Pigweed.
Yep, so that's June 26th. June 24th, Pigweed, Silent Trust, and Slay the Day are playing the Whiskey Barrel over in Bay St. Louis as well. On top of that, man, there's a lot of things going on. This Saturday, She Said Fest with Envision and Anything But Human and Project, Jesus. I can't remember all of it, dude. But yeah, She Said Fest is happening at Belux at in Biloxi. So that's going to be happening on Saturday night. Friday night at the Juke Joint is Magnolia Bayou with Royal Horses. So lots of good shows happening in the area. If you're down in coastal Mississippi, a lot of good shows happening there as well. So good stuff on the way and coming fast. I promise you that.
Absolutely. And I just ran it across the bottom of the screen here. If you want to stay up to date and get all the info before everybody else does, when it comes to the shows that we're putting on or any information that we get music related that you need to hear about, we're going to let you know through our text community. All you got to do is text the sound to area code 228-641-1648. And that goes, you'll get one automated response right out the gate. Everything after that will be either myself or Kevin, right, Kevin?
Yes, absolutely. And I just noticed some comments. So there was one off topic about any given sin that they were talking about. Can't wait to hear some Blacktop Mojo on the sound. Absolutely, dude. We are big Blacktop Mojo fans. So we play some of their cover songs on Got You Covered. Their new single should be out pretty soon. And we're going to throw that on. And we're working on trying to get Blacktop Mojo down here.
Yes, so we are.
I can tell you that. Yeah. What there was something else I was going to say at the same time, and I totally forgot what it was. Let me roll back through these little comments real quick. Oh, yes. Dirty 30 Fest. Hold on.
Enjoyed the Sound 228 and 228 Entertainment bring you Dirty 30 Fest. The Dirty 30 Fest with Kingdom Collapse. Get ready for the everything that you say. Kingdom Collapse with special guest Ventress. I'm not Silent Trust. Ignite the Fire. And Etched in Embers. The Dirty 30 Fest, happening July 24th, downtown Ocean Springs at the Juke Joint. Get your tickets now at msjukejoint.com. The Dirty 30 Fest, brought to you by the Juke Joint, the Sound 228, and 228 Entertainment.
Uh-oh. You back? You're muted. Anyway, I don't know
if you can over here.
You froze up. I thought you had that super fast internet. What Kevin was showing you was we have the June 5th show, like we mentioned earlier, and then that's the July 24th. So we're trying to bring you – we're finding so many kick-ass bands through the process of this podcast, man. We want to bring them to a live stage, and we want to bring it to our hometown. So I don't know, you know, where everyone's at, but if you're willing to drive over to Ocean Springs, we're willing to give you a good party. I can guarantee you that. Kevin's pissed. He's glitched out there. I think he used up all his anytime minutes is what happened. So
damn it. There we are.
There he's back.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
Dogs back barking in the background. So
anyway, look, we've kept these people here long enough. We appreciate your time. Be sure to check us out on the app.
I'm going to announce it. I'm not going to forget.
Damn it. I was trying to hurry you up so you would. Go ahead. Shoot it to him.
91% of the votes, Any Given Sin is headed to the Grudge Match Hall of Fame. So
nice.
Congratulations, Laura, to them.
That is a long drive from New York City, but we do appreciate the support from way up there, and we would love to come to your city and hang out. So,
and then so we are actually going to be doing another episode Wednesday night. We'll be back in the studio with the guys from the Rushmore podcast. They're going to be playing with Willie Nelson's granddaughter at the Celtic on May 22nd, I believe.
Yeah.
And we're going to have them on, and we're going to have a nice little in-studio show with those guys. And they're always fun. So make sure you join us on Wednesday night.
It's going to be a party. We appreciate it. We'll see y'all on the next one, right?
I hope so. See y'all. Peace.
Later on.